You're listening to the English for Today Learn English podcast series brought to you by EnglishForToday.com.
This is question 7013 from Rick Day in the USA. Hi, Rick. Well, Rick's question is about sentence structure, and he asks, why do we say I did not meet him rather than I did not met him, since this is the past tense? Well, I'm going to answer this one, although the answer is explained pretty clearly in the English for Today online grammar under the section dealing with forming the negative. Now, let's do a quick review first of how the negative is formed in English. First, we'll take your sentence in the affirmative, I met him. That's fine, we have the verb in the simple past. Don't forget that meet is an irregular verb, and the past form is met. Now, if you need a list of all the irregular verbs, they're also on the English for Today grammar section on the website. Now, let's make it negative. To make the sentence negative, we have to use the subject, plus did, plus not, plus the infinitive, or the base form of the verb without to. So in this case, it would be to meet without the to, so meet. So your sentence in the negative would be, I did not meet him. That is the subject I plus did not plus the infinitive of the verb without to, meet, plus the object here, him. I did not meet him. What you need to remember here is that the auxiliary verb do is the one that carries the tense. That is, if we're using the simple past, as in the original sentence, then do becomes did. But the main verb, meet, stays in the infinitive, that is, in its base form without the to, and is not put into the simple past. So try making this one negative. She went to Rome last month. Give you a couple of seconds to think about that. Okay, well, you should have written, she did not go, or didn't go, if we contract it, to Rome last month. She did not go to Rome last month, or she didn't go to Rome last month. If you're still not sure, have a look through the English for Today online English grammar section on forming the negative. Till next time, bye.
Visit www.englishfortoday.com and see how we can help you improve your English.